The Baltimore City Council is a step closer to raising the city's minimum wage to $15 an hour, but it's not clear if there will be enough votes next week to make it final. Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark introduced the proposal in April. It squeaked by in a preliminary vote at last night's city council meeting. WYPR's Kenneth Burns was there and is on the line to tell us more. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, Nathan.
What was the tally last night?
The vote was 7 yeses, 4 noes, and 3 abstentions. Councilman Jim Kraft was the only one not at the council meeting last night. He was out of town. 7 votes is good enough to get to the final vote, but the bill needs 8 votes for it to pass and get to Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake's desk.
So what is Councilwoman Clark going to do to get the 8th vote that she needs?
Now, keep in mind, Clark herself said that she didn't think she had enough votes going into last night's council meeting. Here she is talking about what she did before last night's meeting.
So I prayed, like I always do. And it's a just cause and a matter of justice and equity.
And Clark says she will be praying as she goes into next week's council meeting. She's hopeful that one of the extensions or one of the no votes becomes a yes vote.
So let's go over those no votes and those abstentions. Who voted no?
Well, Council President Jack Young voted no. He said not too long ago that the city cannot afford $15 an hour. He tried to lower that amount from $15 to $11.50 an hour through an amendment last night, but that failed. Councilman Eric Costello voted against it. He said it would put the city at another disadvantage compared to the surrounding counties.
Some of the competitive disadvantage we have with the surrounding counties is around the bottle tax, higher personal and real property taxes, the income tax, the telephone tax. All of those either don't exist in other municipalities or they're higher here.
Costello does support a higher minimum wage, but not at the expense of small businesses. He introduced an amendment last night that would hold the raise of the minimum wage until Anne Arundel and Baltimore counties raised theirs to $15 an hour. That amendment failed as well. Now, it should also be noted that Councilman Warren Branch and Ricky Spector also voted no.
And now on to the abstentions. A couple of those abstentions from people like Councilman Costello who say they like the idea but have some reservations.
Yes, Councilwoman Helen Halton was one of those abstentions. She does not believe that the time is right to implement a higher minimum wage in Baltimore City. Councilman Carl Stokes also supports the idea. In fact, he said that he pushed for a bill to be introduced last year. He says $15 is the right amount, but he thinks that the General Assembly should take up the issue and make the minimum wage statewide.
Some amendments to the bill were also passed last night. Can you go over those?
Yes, small businesses with fewer than 25 employees or they have less than $500,000 in gross annual income, they would be exempt from the higher minimum wage, as would the Maryland Zoo and Youth Works employees. It would also stretch out that timeline. Councilwoman Clark originally wanted the $15 an hour minimum wage by 2020, but they extended it out a couple of years to 2022.
What has Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake said about this bill? Would she sign it if it makes it to her desk?
She says she would sign the bill if it passes next week in a final vote, but she also expressed a preference for a statewide bill. As you know, right now they're already on track, the state is, to raise the minimum wage to $10.10 in the next couple of years.
WYPR's Kenneth Burns, he's our Metro reporter and is following efforts to raise Baltimore's minimum wage. Thanks for the update.
Thank you, Nathan.